Maseches Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. We previously mentioned in Mishnah Gimel a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding the shear of a Beis Asayim. A Beis Asayim was an area of two Beisa. An area of a Beisa is 50 by 50 Amos, and two of them is 50 by 100, which is a total of 5,000 square Amos. The Chachamim held that this was the shear for a non-residential area, such as a gina or a karfif, a garden or a open area where they're for storage. But in a residential area where there's a well or other residential areas, then there's no limit. The area can be made as large as one wants, as long as it has mechitzas they can carry in it. And Rabbi Yehuda said that the shear of Beis Asayim was given for the residential area. But in a non-residential area, then one would not be allowed to carry at all. Mishnah Hay and Vav continued to discuss and give other shirim and other conditions. Va'aydam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava also said, he continues speaking from the previous Mishnah, and he says another chumra. Hagina va'karfef, a garden or this open area, karfef, open area for storage that are considered non-residential. Shehein shivim ama vishirayim, al shivim ama vishirayim, that are 70 amas in a fraction by 70 amas in a fraction. That's 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds. Mukaf es gader gavay asar tfachim. If it's walled in with a fence that's 10 tfachim tall, then metaltalim b'techa, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Ubavad, on condition, sheheba shemira, as long as it has a watchman's booth, a beis dira, or a house where someone's living inside, or it's close enough to the town. So he's saying two things. One is that the maximum shear in size is 70 amos, 70 and two-thirds amos by 70 and two-thirds amos, which is a total of 4,994 square amos, which is a few amos short of the 5,000 square amos of two beisa. So this is a little bit of a smaller shear, and that shear is being given for specifically a residential area that has a watchman's booth, a house, or it's near the town. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, he argues on the Chachamim from Mishnah Gimel on 2 points. One is he gives a smaller shear, it's not beis asayim, rather it's 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, and he says that shear was the maximum for a residential area. The Chachamim held that the shear of beis asayim was for non-residential, and residential area could be as large as one wanted. The Mishnah continues with another opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says he, for the most part, agrees with the previous Tana. He just comes to broaden the definition of what's considered residential. He says, "Afilo ein ba ela bar v'siach u'ma'ara, even if it just has a pit in it to collect rainwater, or a siach, a ditch, a ma'ara, a cave, these things where water was held for drinking, that's enough considered residential, then metaltal b'techa you'd be able to carry in that area." So he agrees with the previous opinion that the shear is 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, and it's for a residential area. He just includes extra things that are considered residential area. Rabbi Kiva says another opinion. Afil in ba achas mikol elu metaltal b'techa, even if this the gina, the garden, or the karfif doesn't have any of these things that make it residential, you'll still be able to carry in it. Ubavach yeheba shiv mama vishirayim, shiv mama vishirayim, as long as it's not more than 70 amos and two-thirds by 70 amos and two-thirds. So Rabbi Kiva is closer to the opinion of the Chachamim. He agrees that it does not need to be a residential area. Even non-residential area, one can carry within a shear. Rabbi Kiva just told us that the shear is 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, like the other Tanaim in this Mishnah, not the Beis Asayim, which was a drop larger. Rabbi Eliezer says another opinion. Imhaya arka yasar al rachba afilo ama achas, if the length is more than the width, even by one ama, so it's not a square, it's a rectangle, ein metaltal b'techa, you can't carry in it. This is in a non-residential area, a karfif or a gina. The leniencies to carry in it are only if it's square, but if one of the sides is an amma more than the other, then it's no longer, it's not permitted to carry. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Afilo Arka Pishnayim Barachba Matatal Matecha. Rabbi Yosi says, even if the length is twice the size of the width, so it's a rectangle, still you're allowed to carry in it, as long as it fits within the parameters of the shiurim, 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, or base assignment is the same square footage, even if it's a rectangle, not a square, that's still permitted to carry it. Mishnah Vav brings another opinion regarding these shiurim. Amar Rabbi Eloi says, Shemati Rabbi Eliezer. I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, and he lists three different halachas that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer. The first one pertains to what we were just speaking about. Afilu hi kebeis kor. These halachas defining how large a karfe for a gina could be in order to be able to allow it to be to carry in it. So previously we mentioned shiurim of 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, or a base asayim, which is 50 by 100. Here he says, even if it's the size of a base kor, a kor is 30 times a sah. So base asayim is 2 sah, so this is going to be 15 times that size. Even if it's many, many times larger, still one would be allowed to carry in the gina or karfif. The Mishnah now goes on to two other teachings that Rabbi Eloi said over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. The next one pertains to the halachas of Erev Chatzeres. If there are several houses that share a courtyard, a chatzer, so they make an Erev Chatzeres that binds them together, allowing them to carry from their houses into the joint courtyard. If they forgot to include one of the people in the Erev, and on Shabbos they remembered, so this person can relinquish his right to the chatzer, to the rest of the people that share the chatzer, and then he, in a sense, is kicked out of the ownership of the chatzer, and then he won't restrict them from carrying in the chatzer. So what should be done with this person? Can he carry in the chatzer? So v'chein shemati mimenu, Rabbi Eloi says, I also heard from Rabbi Eliezer, anshei chatzer sheshachach echad mehen, the people of a chatzer, of a joint courtyard, that forgot one of the people in the courtyard, they forgot to join him in their erev, v'lei erev, they didn't add him into the erev, and that person relinquished his rights to the chatzer. So the town of this Mishnah holds, not only did he relinquish his rights to the chatzer, but also to his house. He allows the other people the rights to his house. So then, beisay asar melahachnis umelahaitzi loy, for him, this man, he cannot carry from his house into his chatzer, because by doing so, he would show that he still retains the rights to that chatzer, because he's carrying his items into that chatzer, and then make the rest of the people no longer able to use this erev. Avolahem mutter, but they are permitted to carry even from this man's house and out into the chatzer and all around. They can all carry because this man relinquished his rights from his house and the chatzer. There'll be a Mishnah later on in Perek Vav that will list a different opinion that he doesn't relinquish the rights to his house, only to the chatzer, but that's what this Tana holds. The Mishnah now teaches a third halacha that was taught by Rabbi Eloi, the name of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chein shemati mimenu, I also heard from him, sheyotzim be'akrivonim bepesach. One can fulfill his obligation to eat maror with something called akrivonim. The Rav has two understandings. Either it was some type of vegetable that had leaves shaped like an akriv, which is a scorpion, or he says possibly it was a different plant. It was a certain siv, hagadol sevivis hadako, certain ivy or vine that grows around the base of a palm tree. And even though this is not mar, but it's, one can fulfill his obligation, it's good enough for mar. And Rabbi Eloi finishes off, v'chizarti al kol talmidav. I went around to all the different students of Rabbi Eliezer, ubikashti lichaver, and I searched if there's anyone else that'll be a chaver, a colleague for me, that also heard the same teachings from Rabbi Eliezer, v'lei mutsasi, but I never found anyone else who heard these things from Rabbi Eliezer. I was the only one. And the Rav says, therefore, we don't paskin like these three teachings from Rabbi Eliezer.